News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Navy intelligence gathering ship is being tracked through Irish controlled waters after refusing to respond to communications from the naval service. Declan Power, former Irish Army soldier, defence analyst and writer, joins us. The significance of this, Declan?
Well, it's pretty significant in that it's a reminder to us of a number of things. One is how vulnerable we are as a nation to having our energy resources upended. It wouldn't take a whole lot to sabotage those interconnector systems. And it's something that Gas Networks Ireland have been talking about and advocating about and attempting to rectify. The second thing it reminds us about is our lack of resources as a small nation within our naval service. It's not just about the naval service having the ships to patrol that. It's having the skilled crews to man those ships and to have ships with the relevant equipment, including sonar, to be able to see what's going on underneath the surface. It's not enough for us to be relying on undersea intelligence from our neighbours in the UK. And it reminds us too that the UK and Ireland have a common interest, a collective security approach as espoused at the recent Liverpool summit between the two governments needs to be applied to securing those interconnectors. And the other thing that is crucial is that there needs to be legislative change to make the naval service the primary state agency with regards to seagoing security matters. That's not the case at the moment, and it's frankly, it's ridiculous.
Now, the Viktor Leonov is being monitored by the and tracked by the LEE Samuel Beckett. I think it's also been monitored by the Irish Air Corps. It hasn't entered Irish territorial waters, but it has entered our exclusive economic zone. Just explain the difference between that.
Well, the territorial waters are closer. They're closer to shore. It's, I think it's a 12-mile limit that surrounds the Irish state seas. And the European Economic Zone is the area. Irish controlled waters refers to that we're responsible under EU regulations for monitoring what happens in those waters. So it's further out to sea. But it's an unusual, it's a deviation from the norm for two reasons. It's supposed to be heading to Cuba, so why is it loitering in this area? Secondly, people will be familiar with the previous stories about a Russian vessel called the Yantar, and there were other vessels before that that were said to be involved in intelligence gathering activities and fitted out to be able to engage in sabotage if required. They weren't naval vessels. This is a naval vessel. The other vessels were Russian government owned, but they weren't naval vessels. This is a naval vessel. It's armed. It has Russian military personnel.
It's especially built for intelligence gathering as well, isn't it?
Yes, and it's also built to be able to defend itself. It's it's a step up. It's an indication by the Russians that they're not trying to hide the fact that they have a military interest in the seas around Ireland and what is controlled putatively by the Irish state. And it's a reminder to us too, as if we needed it, I suppose, at this stage, that Ireland is interdependent. We're interconnected with our European Union partners and indeed other European countries such as the UK and Norway. What we do impacts on them. What they do impacts on us. How we respond to things, you know, how we coordinate and cooperate with regards to our local defence area.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Declan Power, former Irish Army soldier, defence analyst and writer. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.